We'll continue with the inner teachings of Sri Ramana. The difficulty is that man thinks that he is the doer. This is the great mistake. It is the higher power that does everything. And he, the man, the woman, the being, is just the tool, the instrument of the higher power. This is what the ego doesn't want to know, because of its own hubris, its belief in its free will and its ability to do things, and then the negative side, taking on the burden of guilt and shame, when in fact it's not responsible for anything that has happened to it. It is all done by the ordainer, and it's predetermined. Nothing that happens is the fault of oneself, or the self-deserving credit, the self as the ego, that is. So, if he accepts that position, that he is not the doer, then he is free from troubles, completely free, no karma, no reason to suffer over what is happening, or what has happened, or what one did, because the higher power is responsible. What the self is pure awareness, consciousness, that has nothing to do with the body or with action. The illusion is the projection into the body and the knotting of consciousness to the body with language that creates the illusion of being a doer. So Ramana says, if you accept that, you are free of troubles, but otherwise you court them. Take, for instance, the figure at the base of the Gopuram, the temple tower. You know those high pyramidal towers in India? He said there's a figure at the bottom which is made to appear as if it is bearing the whole burden of the tower on its shoulders. Sometimes it's elephants that are sculpted down there. Sometimes it's gods. But if you look at it, its look and attitude picture great strain while bearing the very heavy burden. But think for a minute. The tower is built on the earth and it rests on its foundations. The figure is a part of the tower. It's not bearing any weight. Isn't it funny, he says? So is the man who takes on himself the sense of doing. Why are you carrying any burdens? They don't belong to you. Everything is being held up and sustained by the ordainer, who created it and will destroy it. It's none of your business. What you take as personal karma has nothing to do with you. Realize who you are and what your function is, which is to emanate that consciousness, that beauty, that love, that light, that joy. But you're not to do anything here. Because you can't anyway. And by assuming you can and trying to interfere, you only create a glitch, mostly for yourself. So all karma is the result of believing you are the doer. Otherwise, there is no karma. It's an illusion. So Ramana says, if the inquiry is made whether mind exists, because mind is the causal factor that creates the belief that you're the doer, right? If the inquiry is made whether mind exists, it will be found that mind does not actually exist. That is to say that thoughts have not, they are not your thoughts. They are simply part of the holographic simulation. So, that is control of the mind, says Ramana, the realization that there is no mind, and it is whatever those thoughts are, which are algorithmic and robotic, they have nothing to do with you. It's an artificial intelligence. But to detach from it, and to realize that those thoughts are not yours, that produces control of the mind. Otherwise, if the mind is taken to exist and one seeks to control it, it amounts to the mind controlling the mind, which is, or trying to control the mind, which is just like a thief turning out as a policeman to catch the thief, that is himself. So Ramana goes on and says, this insentient body does not say, I. And no one ever says, I did not exist in sleep, even though there was no I thought in sleep. But all of this comes into being only after the rising of the ego, in other words, the mind, because that mind that doesn't exist nonetheless is the causal factor of projecting a world. So, Ramana says, seek therefore the source wherefrom the ego rises by concentrating the attention on the quest of self-inquiry. And then you will realize that the I thought does not pertain to you. And it's in that moment that it will fall away. So there is something that Ramana calls, or the tradition calls, prarabdha karma, so that even a liberated being will, who their body will have karma. It will continue. Whatever karma was created in the past that will determine this life goes on. But it no longer affects you once you realize that it's not your karma. And you, when you know you're not the doer, you no longer create any further karma. But karma, what is it except the illusion that you are the body and therefore you are the one suffering and the one causing suffering? So the shastras become useless once their essence is realized. Shastras are all the Hindu scriptures. The scriptures are useful to indicate the existence of the higher power, the self, and the way to gain it. But that is all. When the essence is assimilated, the rest is useless. As one rises in the scale, in other words, the Kundalini ladder, he finds the positions he has transcended to be steps to the higher stage, and so on. When the goal is reached, the highest stage, when the realization of the self has been attained, that alone remains and all the rest becomes useless. That is the stage when the shastras become useless. All scriptures, all belief systems, all of the teachings, they are useless once you have gotten this internally, the realization that you are the self. And you will also come to recognize that they're useless because they're inaccurate. Because words cannot accurately express the truth. Words are the problem. They get in the way because they create the illusion that you are a doer and that you are in duality because of the structure of language as being division of subject and object, and all the nouns are in pairs of opposites, and the entire structure of language is the cause of Maya. Once you have silenced the mind, you realize there is no mind and there is no world, and you have reached that level of consciousness in which nothing is but the self. And then there is no reason to be studying anything any longer. So the key to liberation is the recognition that the process that is going on in the consciousness, creating images, thoughts, emotions, all of that is purely illusory. What you are is pure awareness without content. You have never been born. And the body which you identify with is not you. And you are not guilty for whatever karma, karmic inaccuracy it committed, or whatever harm was done, whatever defilement, whatever traumas. They have nothing to do with you. And all of the anguish of the ego mind and its split desires, its fears, its going back and forth, all of that chaos of the mind has nothing to do with you. But the secret is that as soon as you realize it has nothing to do with you, it stops. Why does it stop? Because you become one with the ordainer, and the ordainer no longer needs to use that apparatus to awaken you to the truth of who you are. Once you are awakened, you don't need karma and you don't need shastras. All shastras are an attempt to improve your karma by teaching you how to be a better person. But once you realize you're not a person at all, the shastras are useless. And karma falls away because you have silenced the mind by realizing it's not true and it has nothing to do with you, and that you cannot control the mind through identifying as an ego that is the mind. All that does is create further chaos. Only by withdrawing your identification from language, from the imagery, from the affects that arise in the mind, from the belief in the world and the doership of the body in the world, all when you realize it's all a simulation, it's all an illusion, and you withdraw all of your investments in it, you withdraw back into the unborn and deathless self, all of that falls away. But if you try to improve yourself through some therapeutic means or some means of working within the ego, you will take years and lifetimes before you have undone the karma, because everything you try to do will also have a backlash and will create further karma because you've bought into the primal illusion. So liberation from the illusion can be instantaneous as soon as you lose interest in trying to do something or to be somebody, and you realize that you are already the self. And this happens simply through letting go of the desire to do, or the desire to know, or the desire to be. And when that falls away, fear falls away. And all of the other emotional defenses and compensations fall away. And what remains is luminous, blissful presence that is able to, because of its oneness with the self, who is the ordainer, redream the world. But only after the liberation from karma has been complete. So this is the moment to complete the quest, the journey, by realizing that you've never been on a journey and that there is no one who needs to do any questing. And be free of the mind that's trying to think its way out of the trap, because that is the trap. And once that is clear, and one gives up the desire to control, the control happens, because the self ordains peace. May you know the peace that comes from the deep recognition that you are the unmanifest awareness, and not the mind and not the body. And may you know the deeper peace of the realization that the mind is unreal. It has no true existence, and it does not belong to you. But what is yours is the pure intelligence that does not need thought and does not need to learn from experience and does not need to learn from shastras, because all knowledge, supreme knowledge, is the essence of what you are. And know that deepest peace of the realization that you have always been the supreme knower, and you are the knower of the self that is the known. And the known self that is its own knower pervades, transcends, creates, sustains, and destroys its world, but is never touched by it, never affected, and never loses its true nature as eternal, luminous, blissful, intelligent, beautiful love. May you realize yourself and be free from the illusion of suffering. Namaste.